And then at the last minute, Dean Haglin, playing the character in the film with a new special super hacking chip, is able to take control of the remote control system, and the jet aircraft, the passenger jet, actually clips some of the antennas on top of one of the towers. Now, a war game scenario, that's the cover, but it isn't really a war game, it's the real thing. And then we learned from government sources, I reported this 2 months before the Associated Press did, we were the first, that drills were being run of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center, Pentagon, Capitol, the big insurance building in San Francisco, and other areas. There were 24 drills, 5 in the New York area, ladies and gentlemen. This is mainstream news. Dean Haglin, this is getting just too close to the mark, too close to reality. Your comments.
Well, you know, that clip, I hadn't heard it in quite some time, and I forgot how close the writers were when they wrote that 8 months before it happened. And, of course, they were just picking up on popular culture. You know, Tom Clancy had written it in a book, and they just sort of, you know, put obvious scenarios together to make for exciting drama. When the actual day happened, I actually didn't put it together until the writers called me going, are you watching this? They were like, they were so freaked out by the coincidence.
And tell folks who the writers were.
Well, they were the same writers from The X-Files. Vince Gilligan was, I think, wrote the majority of that episode. And then Frank Spotnitz, John Scheiben, and Chris Carter also co-wrote and rewrote the script to get it into shape. So all four of them were involved on working on that one.
But then days after 9/11, Rice and Bush, all of them said no one had ever heard of a plan to fly a plane into a building, but not just movies and TV. They were running a drill that morning, my friend, so NORAD would think that it was just a drill and would stand down.
Right. Planes were in the air that could have taken down those jet fighters, or taken down the passenger airline.
But they thought it was a drill.
Part of the drill. Very clever. The Lone Gunman DVD set comes out this March, so anyone who doesn't want to download a poor quality clip off the internet can wait till March, and it'll be in your Blockbusters and Virgin record stores across the country.
Oh, I'm going to march out and buy one. Are you kidding?
That's right. We all actually provided commentary, and they were asking us for our views on the pilot episode, much as you are now. So it'll be interesting. I think all of us spoke eloquently about our feelings and the bizarre coincidence.
Well, it's unbelievable, and I mean, I've got so many questions for you. We're about to break. Just got a few minutes left with you, but look, I mean, I can see doing a piece where a hijacked jet airliner by remote control flies into a building, but then it's so the government can blame Afghanistan, foreign governments, it's covered up by a war game scenario. And then I'm sure, have you heard that some of the firefighters have gone public and said, we found the undamaged 3 of the 4 black boxes, and we've been threatened to shut up about it?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's been
black boxes. They're supposed to survive anything, right?
Yeah, they are. They drop them from thousands of feet. They put them in furnaces.
Yeah. And yet now they've been found and they're being covered up.
It's incredible. But again, I'm not saying that the writers of this were given inside information. But, I mean, what are the chances of them getting it all right, other than the fact that you stopped it from happening? Kind of the deuce ex.
Well, again, the writers did have a lot of connections by that time in the X-Files. They had, you know, the FBI really enjoyed watching the X-Files, and towards the end of the show, they NASA, everybody was coming to us with all sorts of things. And in fact, at the International Space Station, there's 10 robots that do maintenance around the outside of the International Space Station. And they call it Project X-Files, and each satellite is named after one of our characters. So there's a Langley satellite up there in space now.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't it?
I'll tell you what's even more bizarre is you showing up at my door.
Well, that was a lucky coincidence. You know, this documentary I'm filming, I have basically got my car in Los Angeles, drove to Tampa. Now I'm on my way back, and I've been filming the whole thing to see what's going on in America today. You know, is it as divided as they say, or I have to go see for myself? And the documentary I got, including my interview with you in there, can be pretty cool. There's some real surprises. I learned a lot of things, and it'll be available on my website in a month or so when I cut it all together.
Well, I can't wait to get a copy.
Absolutely.
Dean Haglund, again, one of the main stars, one of the central characters in The Lone Gunman. You've been in a lot of other, of course, productions as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be able to talk to Gilligan and Carter and others sometime and say, you know, did somebody plant this on you? Did, you know, who recommended this to you, or where did you get these specific ideas?
You know, that would be a great question. I don't know how much they're talking about it these days because they're all very busy on other projects.
Can I ask you next time you talk to him to ask him when we can have you back on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Say what, Dean, stay there. We got
okay.
A break. DeanHaglund.com. We'll be right back with him. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light.